The U.S. military says its troops are now in full control of three key cities south of Baghdad, Najaf, Karbala, and as of Wednesday, the city of Hilah, about 100 kilometers from the capital. U.S. Army soldiers from the 101st Airborne Division began an offensive Wednesday morning to root out the Fedayeen, paramilitary fighters loyal to Saddam Hussein, from Hilah. The troops encountered resistance almost immediately inside the city. About 200 Fedayeen fighters on pickup trucks counterattacked with machine guns and rocket-propelled grenades. Several Iraqi tanks also fired rounds at U.S. tanks. U.S. forces responded with tank fire, artillery, and airstrikes. Scores of Iraqi troops were killed during the four-hour battle. Three U.S. soldiers were wounded. A lieutenant colonel with the 101st Airborne, Rick Carlson, says his soldiers, conducting a building-to-building search of the city, discovered what he called a gigantic warehouse full of weapons and ordnance. Other weapons were found inside schools. He says the soldiers searched school buildings because that is where U.S. troops in neighboring cities of Najaf and Karbala have uncovered large weapons caches.
Every school that we've encountered in those three regions has been used as a weapons depot. Whenever we go into a built-up area, we go straight to a school.
The 101st Airborne Division has been charged with securing cities that have been overrun by the 3rd Infantry Division, which is now in Baghdad. Two other cities in the south, Najaf and Karbala, were secured earlier in the week. Lieutenant Colonel Carlson says Hilah is now under U.S. military control. Having all three cities under American control are vital to the U.S. Army because essentials such as food, water, and fuel need to be trucked through the area to supply U.S. troops in Baghdad. Now that the cities are secure, humanitarian assistance can begin. U.S. military commanders in the field say soldiers are already distributing food and clean water to Iraqi civilians in Najaf and Karbala. Hilah is expected to receive its ration of food and water by the end of the week. Alicia Root, VOA News, Baghdad.